This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. Your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at RealLaro5. Today's show is brought to you by French Lick Resorts, Man O' War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Play Golf Lexington, and Edwin Watts Golf. Now let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Next on the tee, for the 8:03 tee time, former U.S. amateur champion Matthew Lawrence. Boy, that sounded good. I can dream, can't I? Welcome back, everybody. It's Backspin Golf. A new season, as I always say, even though the PGA season started last October, which is ridiculous. Anyway, it's Backspin Golf. We're here again every Sunday morning, 8:03. We will be live on the Sunday of every major. We'll be live at a couple of other different times. Sunday, I think it's the 22nd of July, if I'm not mistaken. We'll be live from Keene Run, Keene Trace out there for the final round of the Barbasol Championship PGA Tour event here in Lexington this year. There's going to be so much going on, and I can't wait to start talking about all of it. Another season of incredible guests, some new people that I've met since we were last together back at the end of October, and some of our good friends who will always return and share their knowledge with us, including the guy I can't do the show with, Perry French of Strixon Cleveland Golf, and a couple of new things that we'll talk about. He'll join me to start the show, as always. And then Josh Franklin, who is the senior director of that Barbasol Championship, we'll talk to him. And then to wrap it up, because it was my birthday and his, my twin brother Mitchie will join me from Conway, South Carolina. I can't wait. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with Perry French. It's Backspin Golf. Hi, Chris Mascaro on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Now, joining Matthew on Backspin Golf is Perry French, PGA professional and territory manager of Strixon Cleveland Golf.
Oh, boy. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Hi, Perry French.
Good morning and happy birthday to you, Matthew.
Thank you very much.
I know you're excited about your birthday.
No, not really.
What are you excited about?
I stopped celebrating them. thank you. It was a great birthday. Great birthday. I'm excited that you're sitting in front of me here, and it's Backspin Golf. We're here after hibernation for a couple of months.
Whew, man, thank gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get over. Let's get out of winter and let's turn up the golf.
I know. I believe 137 days till the Open Championship at Carnoustie.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
137.
I'm wearing the Masters.
You
cap.
Got your Masters. Oh, you don't know. You don't know. Wait, first of all, beautiful. You're wearing a zippered thing. It's a little chilly today.
Yeah.
Beautiful blue with a red pocket in the front zipper. Strixon on the front. Cleveland Golf on the left sleeve. Zixio on the right sleeve.
That's right. Our three brands. Good stuff coming. It's going to be a heck of a year for
XXIO.
Yes, yeah, pronounced Zexio. Okay. The X's are Z's in the
Japanese. And we'll talk
language.
About that in a minute.
As we get into product.
But just you, the walking billboard that I love.
That's right.
And as it should be. You don't know. I haven't spoken to you.
Yeah.
You're wearing your Masters hat.
Yeah.
Where is someplace I've never been?
I'm going to say
take
the
a guess.
Masters.
Correct. What has been a bucket list item for me?
Aside from playing Augusta National?
Yeah,
okay.
Not that.
Maybe attending the Masters.
Okay. Not only that, with my brother Mitchie.
All right.
Who will join me on this show in a little while today.
Nice.
Wednesday, my friend, my buddy John Patrick,
right.
the Augusta Golf Show,
right.
I did a little bit of a favor for him, and he called me and said, I know this is a bucket list thing. Can I get you a badge for Wednesday?
Oh, man, par three, the whole deal. That's
and you get to bring your phone in.
Oh, that's right, for the par three. You
can correct.
Take pictures. And
yes.
Yeah, that
okay.
is awesome.
So August 4th, Wednesday, I will be in Augusta okay. with my brother Mitchie.
Right. March, May, April 4th.
I mean April. August. What did I say?
August? August, you're thinking of Augusta. August 4th. Yeah. April 4th. Yeah, be there April 4th.
Okay.
Be a great time.
I'm really old. Yeah. I just had a birthday. I'm really old. No, April
that's,
4th.
That's great
yes.
stuff.
I know.
Exciting. I'm
really
excited
cool.
for you.
Yeah.
It is. It's a trip to, you'll certainly remember, and being able to be there for the par three is a really cool
be
thing.
Really cool. And with my brother Mitchie. So.
Yeah, your twin brother, who obviously
yes.
it's his birthday too. He's the same age as you, by the way.
He's
just
older
so you remember.
Than
is
I
he? Is he?
Yeah, he's four. He's my older brother.
Okay.
He's 4 minutes older. Anyway, okay. Last time I saw you, it was back in October.
It was late October. Yeah.
Late October. Yep. There's a lot going on. First
Ooh.
Of all, the new this season started back.
Right,
then.
We had that 1 week break.
Yeah, where they all got to go home for a week, and then they're back.
The
now.
Flip part of the.
I don't know where do we start.
Well, I think everybody's, as we're talking about golf, and people have watched golf. We've got the tour momentum going. We're into the Florida swing, and the Masters is literally right around the corner.
Yeah.
So I think people are hopefully getting excited about playing golf. Just got back from the PGA Show less than a month ago, so a lot of things coming from that
oh,
are
boy.
Sparking the industry. And so equipment is going to be kind of our first thing because we know that players are going to get out, hopefully this get some golf in as the weather starts to break,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be looking at their equipment and trying to figure out what they can do to help improve their game. So what we got so there's some great, great new things happening in the world of golf equipment to, I don't want to say help you buy a better game.
No, but go ahead and say it.
But certainly give you a better opportunity to play better with what you have currently in your golf mm-hmm. skill level.
Right.
And I think that's the one thing that people have to realize is that there is a lot of choices out there, and there's a lot of good choices. There also can be a lot of bad choices if you're just buying because you like something
right.
and you put it in your bag and you go, gosh, I'm really disappointed with this particular club,
right.
thought it was going to be better for me. Don't blame it on the equipment. There's a process involved that you need to know when you're going to buy.
I will, and before I let you go on, I will say this. What everybody needs to do, if you're going to play and take it seriously,
right.
go get fitted for
right.
clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like at Man of War Golf.
Right. Certainly.
Go over. You know how many times I have bought... I remember buying an entire set of irons
mm-hmm.
25 years ago when I came in for the golf tournament here. We were playing at Greenbrier. And I walked in, this is a long time ago, and on the wall they had a brand new set of S2R2
yeah.
irons.
That's right.
I don't
the
Callaway?
Callaway, yeah.
Okay.
S2H2.
They were up on the wall.
Short hosel.
And I walked in. Is that what that meant?
Mm-hmm.
I walked in. And I went, I was on a TV show. I had money
yeah.
at the time. I walked in. I went, those are really cool. He said, yeah, we just got them in. They're really, mm-hmm. I said, all right, I'll take them.
1990-ish is what you're talking
yeah.
about.
I said, okay, I'll take a set.
92.
He went, really? I said, yeah. Do yeah. you have a whole set here? He said, yeah.
So
I never hit one ball. And I walked, I threw my old clubs away and went to play in the tournament. And I was like, these clubs suck. Oh, maybe it was the wrong shaft. Maybe it was the wrong length.
Lots
maybe it was the
of,
wrong.
Lots
that's
of,
my point.
Lots of things. That,
yeah.
it was great product at the time. Certainly,
yeah.
Callaway S2H2 was probably the hottest product in
right.
the market, as well as a little well-known product called Big Bertha.
Yes.
And you know, but there again, that's the impulse buy, and we have that out there. A lot of great marketing.
Right.
But you'd still, if you're in that market to hunt down equipment, you need to. The three biggest things I think people look to buy. First of all, it's the driver.
Right.
You know, that's the the it's the money club. It's the one that you really should take some time. And if you're going to mm-hmm. do that, go to a Man of War. Go to see your local pro. Get some opportunity to hit some
right.
stuff and find out what fits you best. Because yes, in that series of product, there probably is a combination that's going to fit you: loft, shaft, etc. But you need to know why. Why? What are you looking for in your game? Most people are, you know, say, well, I always want more distance. Well, that's a relative piece of the puzzle. Everybody wants more distance. But one thing about today's technology with titanium-faced drivers, 460 yes. size heads, and golf balls as well, that's a piece of the puzzle that really helps the equation. Well,
again, we've talked about this. You don't even think about that.
Right. They will help you get into the optimization part of your equipment choice.
Right.
And you can be branded as you want, whether it's a Srixon, Cleveland Golf, or Zexio driver. Mm-hmm. Or on to our competitions offerings that are out there, from Callaway Rogue to the new Twist Face. I do want to take a second to talk about Twist Face, because people, I want them to understand what Twist Face is and why it has a little bit of zip to the marketplace.
Okay.
The great thing about Twist Face is it's nothing new. That's the great thing.
You say this all the time with new
equipment. It's nothing new. Because Twist Face is what we used to have when you talked about buying your set of irons back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
We used to have wood golf clubs. We used to have persimmon wood drivers and laminate wood drivers that had a feature called roll and bulge. It was the way the face was designed,
okay.
The curvature of the face.
Yeah.
And that curvature of the face was to create gear effect. Gear effect is how the ball reacts to being hit on either the outside or the inside or square, to how it spins or really basically self-corrects. The golf ball back then was more spinny. It was a softer golf ball.
Right.
It was a wound and liquid center or a soft rubber center. So it had a lot more spin characteristics to it. And, of course, it matched the equipment quite well. Today's golf ball would not fit a wooden or a persimmon wood driver. They'd beat it up and it wouldn't get the maximum type of performance, because gear effect is when you hit the ball on the toe or the outside of the golf ball, it creates a ball that starts out to the right for most players, and then it curves back to the center.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gear effect positioning. Conversely, if you hit it to the left off the inside of the heel, it curves back to the center. That's a gear effect that helps your miss hit be more favorable.
Right.
Okay. Conversely, twist face is just that. It's the face allowing – it's basically allowing an area that, with the toe being hit, creates a internal rotation, and on the heel
and
being hit,
an
external rotation, move the ball more towards a target.
Hmm.
That's why it's going to work. It's still in most drivers. It's just – it's how much you put an emphasis on it.
Right.
Is it more forgiving? Probably. For most players, because of mishit shots.
Right.
Again, if you hit the center of the club five times and the other five times, how much can you get away with that mishit quarter face off? So that's it's a good feature, but it's nothing new.
Okay.
That's the main thing. It's just now it's in metal, and we've been making closed face drivers and offset drivers to do the same type of thing.
Right.
So the last piece of that puzzle is, when you're talking about gear effect and how your driver game is, why did square drivers, when they came out, not work? Okay, square drivers were, you know, high moment of inertia.
One.
These drivers were designed where you hit it, the club face would not twist. That's moment of inertia's resistance to twisting, and the ball would just fly straight. Well, that was the problem, because when you hit the ball off the toe, it went straight to the right and never came back
to
the
barrel. But it was straight.
But it was long and crooked.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
And conversely, when that player who had the little fade that he always counted on, when he cut across the ball ever so slightly and curved that ball gently back into the fairway, the ball stayed in the left rough.
Right.
And he would bang his square-headed driver down on the club and say, what is wrong with this driver? That's equipment not meeting the player's skill level and skill needs.
Perfect analogy.
So that's just what we have to look at. So when you go to buy drivers and that, you need to take into consideration how your ball flight is, what kind of ball flight you're trying to correct or improve upon. And yes, don't tell me you want to hit it straighter. It's not going to happen, okay? Golf balls don't fly straight except for one or two times in the round where the ball truly flies on its line that was hit. It's going to come back to the line or fly fairly close to the line. So that's just something that's out there. Twist face from TaylorMade's popular, but know what it does. And, again, if you're looking for it, all drivers have some type of gear effect designed into them.
All right. Tell us about Zexio.
Zexio is a high-end product. It's been out there for about 20 years in the game of golf. In Japan, the number one selling product. It's designed for the average player with moderate to slow club head speed. This player is one that's out there in droves across the world landscape. It's, as we say, we turn the tour model upside down. Most companies build product based on the top players in the game, and they build their product down to match the club head speeds for players who would like to play. The aspirational player would like to play their product. Well, you can't play a tour shaft because you don't have the speed and the consistency.
Right.
But they will find a shaft in a lower flex and weight that might help you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Zexio designed it from the other side. They flipped the pyramid upside down and said, who is out there playing golf? Well, 90% of the golfers play golf have less than 100 miles an hour driver speed and more off-center hits than they do on-center hits.
Right.
So this product was built, as I tell my pros, it was built like a Porsche from the ground up. Everything done from materials to testing to how the product was built was designed to help the player whose clubhead speed is moderate, somewhere between 80 and 95 miles an hour of driver speed, and off-center more often than not. Some may be 60%, some may be 30%, but what it does, it helps continue to generate better ball flight, better ball speeds,
right,
and a more consistent, easier game of golf for players who want to play, and certainly it delivers.
Right.
It delivers on performance because of design. Now, the cost is one of those things that has to be addressed. It's the highest grade of materials. It's the highest grade of titanium.
Right.
And it is a technology piece that's like when you go to buy a Porsche.
Okay.
You expect to pay for it.
Well, and you said this is not, this has been around
20 years in the making. It's been the number one selling product in Japan for the last 20 years. It's a generation next. It's a continual perpetuation of this product story to continue to make
right.
better things technology-wise. I jokingly tell people when you go buy a Porsche and you take it for a test drive and you say, I want to buy a Porsche, you don't say, oh, by the way, before I drive it off the lot, would you tweak the engine for me? You wouldn't do that. The same thing with the Zexio stuff. You don't tweak the engine. It is designed. It's taken all of those factors into play.
Right.
How you hit the golf ball. The cool thing is just by test driving it literally on the
right.
range, you will find a product that maximizes your performance without changing your swing. Okay? Players, we talk
Sounds
about here
so
as, good. As we go, let's change our golf swing. Well, I like that in theory. Let me help you in an area like your short game or like your putting
right.
where I can really take and give you something that will do you a lot more benefit
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day with scoring. Let me get you equipment that helps you put the ball in play and get you down the fairway and get you closer to the green. And you can play better golf because you're not struggling with trying to fight the golf club in your hand.
Yeah. No. And again, anybody that's been listening and – also, I can't tell you how many people have asked me when Backspin is coming back home.
That's cool. That's good.
So
that's good. Great to be back.
We're back, and I can't thank you enough, as always.
Looking forward
and
to
it. It's a blessing. Seriously, I'm not kidding. I know I kid around. This has been such a blessing to me. I couldn't do the show without you.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's always fun to be back, and it's time for golf.
All right.
Let's
and I'll
let's
see
get
you
in
next
the air.
Week. And next week, let's get into some of the golf that's been
that's
played.
Right.
And And Tiger's back.
Ooh, it's just gonna, could be a real fun Masters. I got that kind of
on. Thanks, Kurt.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
Welcome back. So excited. First episode of Backspin Golf for the new season. Our new season, not the PGA Tour season, which started in October or whatever. But there's been a lot of talk. We've already talked about it. And now that Backspin is back on, we can really focus on something that's happening in July. Even though July is a little ways away, it'll be here before we know it. And we need to get ready, peeps, all of us, in whatever way we can. I'm talking, of course, about the Barbasol Championship that is going to be played the 16th to the 22nd right here in Lexington, the PGA Tour in Lexington. And joining me now is Josh Franklin, who is the senior director. Oh, boy, that's a big title for the Barbasol Championship on the PGA Tour, which includes the Bahamas Great Abaco or Abaco. Classic. He'll tell me. Josh Franklin joining us. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hey, Matthew, doing great. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's my pleasure. How do you pronounce that?
It is the Great Abaco Classic.
Ah, the Abaco Classic on the web.com
right.
tour.
That's right.
And it's in the Bahamas, so that's kind of a – I'm sorry for you that you have to do stuff like that. That's a drag.
You know what? It's terrible getting to go to places like that, I'll tell you.
And you're getting paid, I might add you.
Yeah, not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Not a bad gig at all.
It's good. All right. So July, as I said, really will be here before we know it. And for you and Brooks and everybody involved, all the people at Keen Trace and everybody that's involved in Brian Miller and the Bluegrass Sports commission that's involved in this. It really will be here before we know it. Tell us a little bit about what's going on now as we start to really concentrate on bringing this PGA Tour event here.
Sure. Well, Matthew, you hit the nail on the head there. As soon as we arrived back home from the Bahamas in January, it's been an all-out sprint. To run an event of this magnitude anywhere in the country is definitely a challenge. To do it at a first-year event here in Kentucky, we're very excited about. But right now, things that we have going on, we're reaching out, we're hiring all of our vendors, folks who are going to run our concession stands, folks who are going to build all of our tents. We're hiring our security folks. A little bit of everything. We're reaching out to golfers, professional golfers, letting them know about the bluegrass. We definitely want them to see this tournament and want to kind of get excited about coming out here. You know, in the past, this tournament's been held down in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that it's cool in July in Kentucky by any means, but I think we're a little bit cooler than Alabama. Brooks and myself and Brian, we're out talking to the folks who are sponsoring the event, people who want to take advantage of our hospitality opportunities for their clients, people that really just want to kind of join in on all the fun. We had a meeting last night out here at the club talking to some of the members about volunteer opportunities, which, as you know, that the volunteers will carry a very big load for this tournament. We're shooting for about 1,500 volunteers throughout the week.
Wow. It's amazing, that number. It's a huge number, but we've started talking about it on all our shows here at WLXG. And again, tell us right away how people can get involved in volunteering.
The best way, if you want to get involved, is to go to our website, which is www.barbasolchampionshipky.com. We have a volunteer tab right there at the top. You can go ahead and request some information. We're about 2 weeks away from launching live to the general public for those who want to volunteer. And keep in mind, Matthew, it is a volunteer role. We'll expect everyone to work a set amount of hours.
Right.
On the PGA Tour, actually, with volunteers, they pay to volunteer. So there's a cost associated with that. However, all of our volunteers do reap quite a bit of benefit from being a volunteer. For instance, everyone who will pay $75 to be a volunteer will receive a tournament polo, as well as a tournament hat. They'll receive additional tickets to the tournament. So when they're not working, they're going to be welcome to come out here and join us. They're going to receive free parking. And we're also going to throw a big party for them at the end. So it should be a good time.
And, I'll say it again. I've talked to a few of my friends who are going to volunteer. As you said, it is $75, but for what you get, that's really nothing. And I have friends that have volunteered not only at PGA tournaments but at majors and had the greatest time. They never stopped talking about it. It's a wonderful opportunity. All the volunteers are really kind of our gatekeepers to the bluegrass here. We're going to have a lot of people from different parts of the country attending, and it's a great way for people to expose the bluegrass and the as you said, great hospitality here to people from all over.
That's right. That's right. And, the volunteers are really the lifeblood of the tournament. And what folks who don't follow the PGA Tour regularly may not understand is the PGA Tour is a very generous company when it comes to charitable donations.
Yes.
Last year, the PGA Tour and all of its tournaments gave more money back to charity than Major League Baseball, the NFL, Major League we got the NHL and the NBA as well combined.
Yeah.
So PGA gave more than all four other groups combined.
It's amazing. It's an amazing stat, and it's something that goes on every week on the PGA Tour. You mentioned that we're talking with Josh Franklin, who's the senior director of the Barbasol Championship. You mentioned before about talking to vendors, who's going to build your tents and concessions and all that stuff, things that we don't really think about until all you got to do is watch an event on the PGA Tour and see all the stands around the 18th green, and they'll be all over the golf course, and see the tents for concessions and the gift shop and all of those things. What's going on? Is there anything going on now to the actual golf course itself in preparation for, because obviously it's a PGA Tour event. This has to be, the shape of the golf course is incredibly important.
No, that's a great point you've made there. One of the groups from the PGA Tour, who I will say has been here to the golf course, Champions at King Trace, more often than any other group from the tour, would be the PGA Tour agronomy group. The PGA Tour assigns an agronomist. For those of you who don't know what an agronomist is, it's the person who looks after all the grass on the course. They like to just kind of downplay their role. They're just in charge of growing grass.
Yeah.
But these folks come out here, they'll look at the bunkers. They'll look at the competition, you know, where the professionals are driving the ball to, where they're hitting it from. How do we toughen the course up? I mean, these are professional golfers. They're extremely good. We've added in a few different tee boxes, Matthew, out here to the course. We're excited to say that those structures will actually be built here, I want to say, in the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have several new tee boxes for the professionals. We've had a bunch of tree removal as well. As you can imagine, if you have a lot of the trees that are surrounding the greens, it kind of stops the air from flowing and getting to the green. So the ownership here with B. Fry, Evan Mossbarger, they've invested quite a bit of their own money into the course, even 2 years ago when they redid all the greens. And the first thing the tour said was, you know, we need to remove some of these trees so we can protect these greens and make sure we have really good airflow to make sure that the greens are nice and healthy come tournament time.
It's pretty, you know, and again, people are listening. They're going, wow, it's, you know, the thing's not till July. Well, all this stuff has to be done now, period.
Right.
And it's going to be great for the members out there, all of these things. And I should point out to people, we have, I think it's a 4-year agreement with this,
that's
right?
That's correct. That's correct.
So this is not, we're going to be here in July and then we're gone and see you. All these things are going to help with golf, not only at King Trace, but in the bluegrass. It's fantastic.
That's right. And we have crunched some numbers, Matthew, to see what this will look like from an economic impact deal here within the community. And we're looking at about a $20 million economic impact to the bluegrass in Central Kentucky.
Wow. Say that figure again. Hello?
$20 million.
Hello.
Each year over 4 years. And we want to grow that.
We
want to grow what we're doing here in the community. We want to make sure that we're being very good partners and we're giving a lot of money to charity each year. That's really important to us.
You know, before I let you go, I want to mention, I've talked to obviously several of my friends about this and all golfers and big time. And this week of the Barbasol Championship here is the same week as the Open Championship. Overseas, mm-hmm. shall we say. But mm-hmm. what goes on at this championship, the list of players and PGA guys that have played, that play in this tournament concurrent with the Open Championship, is really a great list.
No, that's right. And as we get some commitments throughout the year, Matthew, we'll look to announce to let all the folks who are going to be in attendance know who's playing in our tournament.
Right.
The event last year down in Opelika did have the likes of Jim Furyk, the Davis Loves.
Yeah.
There were, I want to say there were seven major winners on
yes.
Cabrera even there at the tournament. So although we'll be amiss, we won't have a handful of the top tier echelon guys who will be playing across the pond.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to have our fair share of major winners. It's still going to be a great brand of golf for all the people in Central Kentucky to see firsthand.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. And as we get closer and closer, we'll continue to update things that are going on. And I really appreciate you jumping on with me this morning on the first episode of Backspin Golf for the season. And can't wait to see you out there. Thanks so much, Josh.
Thank you, Matthew.
Take care.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
All right, welcome back. I've been pretty excited for the whole first part of this show because it's the first episode of Backspin Golf for the new season. And but now, how many people get to, on the radio, on their birthday, speak with somebody that has the same birthday and is also your brother? Not very many people, I'm guessing. Unless the Van Arsdale twins have a golf show. Oh, that was good. Joining me now, my twin brother, Mitchie, who's down in Conway, South Carolina. First of all, happy birthday, older brother.
Yeah, that's still true.
It'll always be true. 4 minutes, you will always be older than me, and don't forget it.
All right. Thanks for reminding me, and great pull on the Van Arsdale.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was impressive. It's clear that you have not lost your faculties, even though you're 4 minutes younger than me.
Even though I'm as old as you are? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is actually really cool, and I'm glad we can do this on a show that is about – now, I know I'm going to get heavy here, but you don't mind that. That's about the game of golf, which has influenced both of our lives in ways that growing up in New York, we could never in a million years have imagined.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Do you remember those first early times when we'd go to that driving range up at Lake Mohegan just for fun?
Yeah.
Just to hit balls hard?
Yeah. Yep.
And I agree with you. I don't think either of us understood what role that was going to play in our lives, certainly.
Yeah, both of us. I mean, your family came about because you were at a golf tournament and met Ava.
Mm-hmm.
And the same for me and my family is because of this children's charity classic here in Lexington. We've gotten to travel all over the world because of it. And in some small way, kind of make a living out of things we've done and people we've met. And now you even get the enjoyment of playing golf with Hickories, which I haven't gotten to that point, but I will.
Well, you could, too. You know you could.
Yeah, I could. I know I could because I hit them really well, as you've seen, by the way. Why are you laughing? That's the truth.
I just remembered a funny joke. Sorry.
Oh, okay. A joke about Hickories? That's great.
No, it was just a laugh out of the blue.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's actually talk about a little something while I have you here on the phone, though, about golf. All right, shall we do that? You are now, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. This is for my great listeners. You are the co-host of Talking Golf Getaways on golfnews.net, golfnewsnet.com. GolfNewsNet.com, which is beyond fantastic. Tell everybody, even though we've talked on the show before, it's been a while, so remind people what you're doing with this.
Well, I had, for a number of years, I had my own podcast that dealt more generally with golf and history and traditions of the game and different people, which I love doing. But a little over a year ago, in November of 2016.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. We decided, my good friend and partner on the earlier podcast, Aaron Bunch, who's been in the travel end of the golf business for about 20 years, former publisher of Fairways and Greens and Golf Getaways magazine, just a big-time travel golf writer, he and I had been talking about the fact that nobody was really doing a show about golf and travel specifically.
Mm-hmm.
There were plenty of podcasts about equipment and the Pro Tour and everything else. So we decided to do it. And we hooked up with Ryan Ballingy at Golf News Net. He's a fantastic guy.
He's been on our show many times. Yes.
Yep. So Ryan's been great. And that's our home, and it's been our home. And incredibly, I mean, we've had amazing guests over that time, and we are approaching fast our 100th episode.
Really? 100 done already?
Yeah, wow. 100. And we'll be having the great Matt Janella on for that. That was just confirmed yesterday.
Oh, very cool.
And, well, just fitting. I mean, obviously, Matt's got a huge following, and there's a good reason for it. He's really one of the truly incredible humans, and I think has done more for golf and golf travel than anybody.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. He's been a friend for a number of years, and he, with his schedule, he agreed to find the time to do it, so we're happy about that. But we've had the luxury and the pleasure of talking to a lot of people, from golf travelers to architects to destination people, and it's just been an incredible amount of fun. We always learn some great stuff, and hopefully people, I know they're listening. The Golf News Net platform has really been growing big time. We're up to about almost, for this year, it's projected to be about 600,000 views a month.
Hello.
So, yeah. So it's given us a platform, Darren and I, to really do what we love to do, which is to talk about golf and travel and all the great things about it.
Just quickly to give people a little idea of this, not only golf courses, countries, all kinds of things on this great podcast. My favorite thing from all of last year about golf, and I mean my very favorite, was the longest hole. Can you tell people in 40 words about the longest hole?
Two South African guys, one of them hit golf balls across the entirety of Mongolia. With the other one being his caddy, if you will, pulling a cart, and a dog that joined them for the journey, that joined them on the third day and followed them the whole way. And I agree with you, of everything that I've done, I don't know that there's a greater story that touched me and hopefully a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm. Now,
just incredible. Adam Ralston is the guy's name, and Ron Rutland, his friend.
And when you say
hasn't seen or heard about it, go on their Instagram account, which is at the longest hole, and you'll see pictures and read stories.
Yeah.
They're actually a few months away from the documentary that was done about the trip being finished and coming out, and that's going to be mind-boggling.
And when you say pulling a cart, not a golf cart, this was
a
big cart.
Cart.
Like a
pretty big thing to hold their tents and food supplies,
everything.
And different things.
Yeah. Okay. People will check that out. And I agree with you. It's my favorite thing from last year. All right. Now, you and I, for as long as I can remember, I've been fortunate to go all over the world. I've played and seen golf courses that people only dream about. But there was one golf course, which isn't that far from me, that I've never been to. Little place called Augusta National. And you, on the other hand, as my older big brother, lording it over me all the times you've been to Augusta and the Masters, the bucket list item for me was to get there. Well, our friend John Patrick called me a couple weeks ago, and I hooked him up with a little something. I did him a favor one time. And he told me that I was going to be able to go to Wednesday at the Masters, thanks to him. And I said that I wanted to, my real bucket list was to do it with you. And so now it is confirmed because we have a hotel room, which I'll send you a check for, by the way. I know I still owe you that.
Yeah.
We are going to meet in Augusta on Tuesday night, the 3rd of April, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you and I are going to spend the day at Augusta National on that Wednesday at the practice round and the par 3 contest. And I can't wait. I'm so excited I can barely sleep.
Well, I obviously, when you say lording it over you, there was never a time I did that. But I've been lucky because I'm in the Golf Writers Association. And as part of our participation with the Golf Writers, we get to have our annual meeting every year at Augusta, and as part of that, we've gotten a day pass. And I had been a few times before, thanks to some friends, but it's been a pretty regular trip for me, which I'm always obviously grateful for. And I love the idea that you can do it, and now here's a little birthday surprise for you. Your sister-in-law will be joining.
Get out of here!
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So it's going to be quite a day, and
holy cow.
I can't wait. Like you said, the game has given us so much already, but for those of us lucky enough to be able to go to Augusta, because there is no possible word to describe to people who haven't been lucky enough to be there what it's actually like when you're on the ground. So grateful for it, and
yep,
looking forward to it, and we're going to have some pimento cheese sandwiches.
Not me. You can have
beer
those.
And yes, you will.
No, I won't. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, I won't. Do they have any cinnamon roll Pop-Tart sandwiches there?
Yeah, I'm sure, because that's been a staple there for God knows.
Well, years.
Since 1934.
Yes, I know.
Bobby Jones loved Pop-Tarts, too, little known fact.
All right, I'll have a bite of your pimento cheese sandwich. We got about 2 minutes left. Is there something that you remember that sticks out from the first time you actually went to Augusta?
I think it's just literally being in awe. I think the feeling, the overwhelming feeling of everything you've seen and heard about the place, and no matter what that is, it doesn't come close to what it actually feels like to step out into the grounds and see the iconic holes and the history that's there and see Bobby Jones' cabin. And I just think it's an overwhelming feeling of awe and gratitude. I think that's really what the first time was like, and it actually happens every time I go. So,
wow, cool. All right. Well, it's been nice talking to you on our birthday. I know you're very busy, so I appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm glad Backspin Golf is on again.
Yeah.
Really, really obviously, and I'm not prejudiced when I say this, but it's a great show, and I know people there are really happy to hear it too, so.
Well, thanks.
Welcome back. Golf season again, and happy, jaunty, jolly. Good luck on your wedding.
I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Okay. See you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That'll do it for the very first edition of the new season. And I know I kid around, and this has been a great show, and the people I talk to, and I make a big deal of it. But I am, all kidding aside, really grateful and glad that Sunday mornings at 8:03 for the foreseeable future, Sean, Backspin Golf will be here to take us all through this season. And it's like anything else. It's like when spring training starts or, it's that renewal, the beginning of a season that we all love so much, and that's the season of being out on the golf course when it's not 38 degrees like I'm going to play today, and it'll be. I don't care. I really don't care. First edition of Backspin Golf, got to go to the golf course. Kearney Hill, my personal favorite public course anywhere, is where I'll be. Thank you to my guests, of course, Perry French. I couldn't do it without him. Josh Franklin and the Barbasol Championship, we'll be talking much more about that. And my brother, Mitchie Lawrence, who is the best person I know on the planet. You're a good guy, Sean, but you ain't my brother. I'm just saying. But neither am I. So, and thanks to our great sponsors, obviously, Lexington Parks and Rec, French Lick Resort, Man of War Golf. Get out there, hit some balls, get your new clubs, get them fitted. Brad and all the great people out there. Edwin Watts Golf. Is that it? Did I mention everybody? French Lick Resort, Man of War, Edwin Watts and Man of War Golf. Wait. All right, let me start again. Lexington Parks and Rec, Man of War, French Lick Resorts, and Edwin Watts. See you all next week. 8:03 tea time, right here on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.